T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on KNSS. Even though much of the country may be under stay-home orders for several more weeks, President Trump is sounding encouraged in the fight against COVID-19. Fox's Kevin Cork has more from Washington.
Making progress. That was President Trump's message at his coronavirus task force briefing in the Rose Garden, meant to spotlight the unique and increasingly necessary partnership between the federal government and private enterprise to combat the spread of the disease.
Every one of us has a role to play in winning this war. Every citizen, family, and business can make the difference in stopping the virus.
A virus that has claimed more than 3,000 lives, hammering cities like New York and Los Angeles. The president's comments come as fears grow among some that with so much attention being paid to large population centers, that smaller cities might get overlooked. Cities like New Orleans, for example, where there's a large senior population.
Johns Hopkins University reports the U.S. has more than 164,000 confirmed cases of the disease.
Kansas Democrats scrapping plans for polling sites at the May 2nd presidential primary and are doing the election entirely with mail-in ballots because of the coronavirus.
State Chairwoman Vicky Hyatt says that polling sites are going to be too risky, and some were at public schools and community colleges that have closed. The party has begun mailing ballots to almost 390,000 people registered as Democrats as of early March. The party has introduced a supplemental mailing for ballots, extended the deadline to request a mail-in ballot, and introduced a received-by deadline for ballots. The Kansas Democratic Party is continuing to advise those interested in participating in the primary to register as a Democrat as soon as possible through www.ksvotes.org. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The state of Kansas Monday received a shipment of supplies needed in the battle against the pandemic.
That was revealed during a news conference by KDHE Secretary Dr. Lee Norman.
We got a shipment of 15 pallets, a couple semis from the Strategic National Stockpile of the things that we need so badly, including masks, gowns, gloves, etc.
Norman also explained that testing availability in the state is increasing, with new methods going into place.
At this moment in time, we have about 2 weeks' supply of the test kits. We had one piece of equipment that came in with an engineer to help us get it started up. It's actually an incremental piece of equipment to the ones we now have that came in this past weekend, and we'll have a fourth one then come in this week that will increase dramatically our number of tests we can do, 700 to 1,000 tests a day. And we're looking at new testing methods that, in addition to the platform, as we call it, that we now have for testing.
Whipple, Kansas Information Network's Brian Hagan reporting.
Mayor Brandon Whipple telling KNSS News he thinks the people of Wichita are complying with the local and state stay-home orders.
The goal is to flatten that curve, which means that it doesn't spread as fast as it could if people weren't utilizing social distancing.
Whipple commented during Monday with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
The coronavirus outbreak sparks calls for a massive rent strike.
The 1st of April seen as a looming deadline for those hurt by the coronavirus outbreak. Some tenants calling for Americans to sign petitions for states to suspend rent payments, residential mortgages, and all utility bills amid the pandemic. The idea gaining traction, folks tweeting the hashtag RentStrike2020 or sharing photos putting up white sheets in their apartment windows as a sign of support. However, critics say a rent strike could leave renters more vulnerable by damaging their credit scores or leading to eviction. They also feel it will hurt the economy even more if property managers have to default on loans. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has ordered all Oklahoma flags to be lowered to half-staff in honor of the late U.S. Senator Tom Coburn. Stitt's order calls for flags on state property to be lowered in remembrance of Coburn, who died Saturday at the age of 72. Coburn was a conservative Republican who served in both the U.S. House and Senate and was known for railing against federal spending. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With scattered showers ending in Wichita, we become partly sunny at times today with a high 65 and a light southwest wind. Clear and cool tonight, our low 46, and then a windy day ahead on Wednesday as a new storm system moves our direction. Our high 75, low 70s by Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now mostly cloudy. We have a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour and 47 degrees. Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 6:34 on this Tuesday, March 31st, and this is day 7 of the Sedgwick County stay-home order.
But that order, it doesn't count anymore.
Doesn't count anymore.
Because the state put theirs into effect.
It doesn't count, but I'm still counting the days from the first one that we were under. And just say we're under the order, but yeah, here in Sedgwick County, we've been under it for a week now. 1 week. So what's going on? Let's see here. Oh, I got the March 31st. On this date, something special happened, Ted, in 2014. An umpire's call was overturned for the first time under Major League Baseball's expanded replay system, with Milwaukee Brewers star Ryan Braun ruled out instead of safe in a game against the Atlanta Braves.
That's been around for 6 years.
6 years. What are your thoughts on that? You have any on that? You want to share? You don't have to.
It's tedious.
Yeah.
It's at this. The important thing is to get the call right mentality. It's like, eh.
I don't know about that.
But when
that.
It takes forever and ever, slows, like, come on.
Slows down the game.
It slows down the game, which is already in many ways way too slow, so that's not good.
Takes the human element out of it.
But
when I was a kid, as an
athlete,
there's
a blown call and the game is in the balance, and
I don't
people
care.
Get all upset.
I know they do. You're right. Fans
St. Louis Cardinals fans are still angry about the bad call in 1985. That was 35 years ago.
Yeah. Well, so I'm angry about a lot of things that happened 35 years ago. But I don't know. I'm with you. I don't think it's a good idea. Anyway, they've got it, and they're going to have the video replay. Now we're talking about electronic umpires, so you don't have to have anybody out there but the players, maybe. I've heard of that as for an idea. Balls and strikes.
Some independent leagues have already done that.
Oh, have they?
Gone to the robot umpire behind home plate.
Okay. Then a strange boating excursion on Washington, D.C.'s Potomac River led to a wild adventure. Now, that I've seen that river. Have you? You've seen it. That's a calm river. There's nothing there, right? Well, a boat was hit by a wave Sunday, and the impact made the boat start doing donuts and toss the driver overboard.
No.
Passing motorists or helped get the man out of the water.
Like a scene out of Captain Ron.
Got him out of the water, got him to shore. D.C. Fire says the boater wasn't injured. Authorities were eventually able to corral the empty boat as it continued circling in the waves. Apparently,
going around and around.
Oh, that's bizarre. 6:37, Steve and Ted. And as we're dealing with the stay-home order, I checked in with my grandkids last night, see how they're doing. Down in Derby, Sammy Joe, who's 7, in the first or second grade, I don't know for sure, but Scott, my son, said she had her all done in about 10 minutes.
Homework you're talking about.
Yeah, doing the school.
The online learning
stuff. The school
stuff.
Work. Yeah. And out west, my granddaughters, the twins, apparently are eating it up. They love it. They're 13, and then their older brother, Luke, who's 16, could care less, and he'd rather do video games without any furthering of his knowledge. So, you know, it's getting a mixed bag. But the granddaughters seem to love it.
Well, see, that's what you're talking about. The younger kids are embracing it.
Yeah.
The older kids are brooding and not wanting to
Maybe
do this.
Maybe they don't want to. But that's the way we're doing it, guys. Make friends with the new way of doing things. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The cattle complex did not trade to the expanded limits yesterday, but had sizable trading range. The cattle complex did trade below last week's lows, and live cattle closed mixed with the feeders closing negative, but they all were well off their lows of the day and near the upper end of the trading range. Now, Monday there was, no reported cash cattle trade on Monday. Boxed beef prices continued to decline price-wise, and the lean hog futures had new contract lows, triple-digit losses with some contracts closing down to expanded limits, and today will be the third straight session of lean hogs having expanded trading limits. At the close yesterday, June cattle, 35 cents lower at 89.07. May feeders down 2 cents at 120.90. And June hogs, $4.47 lower at 59.77. Now, the trading and the closes were mixed Monday for the wheat, corn, and soybean futures. The weekly export inspections were good for the corn, poor for the soybeans. The Kansas wheat good to excellent rating improved by 2 points up to 50%. The annual Kansas hard red winter wheat tour that takes place in early May has been canceled for this year. And today at 11 o'clock is the USDA planning and stocks reports. And today is also the end of the month and end of the first quarter. At the moment, May KC wheat's down 3.25 cents at 483.5. May corn down 0.25 cents at 341, with May soybeans 3 cents lower at 879.25. May crude oil $1.55 higher at 21.64. June gold down $30 at 1613.20. The June S&P 7.75 points lower at 2603.5. June dollar index 73 cents higher at $100.01. The June dollar index. June Dow Jones futures are down 40 points now at 22,125. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Did you get much rain overnight in Augusta?
About a half an inch.
Really? Officially, yesterday we got about a third of an inch here. So, just enough to soak the ground a little bit up.
Exactly. It sounds like we're going to see a little bit more later on this week.
Could have some more rain. I guess that's anytime farmers can get some rain, that's good. Sometimes it's too much.
We're kind of reaching a point in a lot of areas around here. It's, you know, we haven't had a lot. We just enough to keep everything wet, and they'd like to see it start drying out so they can get out and get ready to start planting.
Start planting. That's the next thing. Okay.
Yep. It's just around the corner, and right now we're seeing, you know, burning of the Flint Hills taking place to get the grass ready for cattle to graze.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Tom. It's 641. That was Tom Leffler, of course, of Leffler Commodities. And coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker with Steve and Ted. What to do when the market crashes? Don's going to tell us. Coming up in Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.